H H D 1 Emporia 89.7 KANV and KANV HD 1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 KANQ Chanute 90.3 Online, find us at KansasPublicRadio.org or ask your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Arts. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly cloudy this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 42 degrees now.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 6:04. Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a measure that she said could have meant prison terms for people who help immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. Republican lawmakers say the bill would combat human smuggling. The bill makes it a felony to transport, harbor, or conceal a person in the country illegally, but would only apply when someone knows, or should know, that a person is in the U.S. illegally and is, quote, likely to be exploited for another person's financial gain. The measure cleared the legislature with large bipartisan supermajorities. The Kansas legislature is gearing up for another battle over school funding. As Suzanne Perez reports, some lawmakers want to keep controversial policies out of the funding discussion.
For the past several years, Kansas lawmakers have tied K-12 funding to accountability measures or provisions such as vouchers and parental rights. Democrats say they want a straightforward school spending bill. They tried to boost special education funding as part of the legislature's overall budget package, but that measure failed in committee. Republican Representative Christy Williams says school spending comprises half the state's budget, so lawmakers should look at structural issues.
There's a lot more to this, and just giving $72 million does not answer the question and does not fix the problem.
The current school funding bill would allow some families to use state tax money to pay for private school or home school. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The State Department of Commerce has just awarded $50 million in grants for infrastructure and economic development projects across the state. As Rose Conlon tells us, it's part of a program to help projects that were delayed due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
The money will fund 39 projects across 31 Kansas counties, led by a mix of local governments, private developers, and other groups. That includes housing development in downtown Olathe, dairy farming infrastructure in Thomas County, and a kids' playscape at Wichita's Exploration Place. Recipients will have 2 years to use the funds and must provide a 25% matching investment. It's the second round of funding in the state's Building a Stronger Economy program, an effort to use federal pandemic relief money to attract business development to Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
Governor Kelly is proposing $10 million in upgrades to the Sporting KC soccer stadium ahead of the 2026 World Cup. The World Cup matches will be played at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri, but Children's Mercy Park in Wyandotte County will be a practice site. The governor says the upgrades to the stadium and surrounding area will help promote economic activity long after the World Cup is over. But some lawmakers, including Republican Representative Ken Rajis, says the money could be better spent elsewhere.
That $10 million could go towards, you know, so tuition them to go up quite so high at our universities.
The money is part of a new slate of funding proposals lawmakers will consider when they return to the State House next week. In sports, the Kansas City Royals won last night. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-4. That series wraps up this afternoon at Phoenix with the first pitch at 2:40. It's 7 minutes after 6.
This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan. Coming up on Morning Edition in just about 15 minutes, We'll hear about the results of a new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll, which shows that Americans largely support abortion rights, but they also favor some restrictions. We'll hear more about Americans' opinions on that issue coming up just after 6:30. Also ahead this hour, donated livers are in short supply. Way more people need liver transplants than can get them. But new rules have just made the problem much worse in Kansas.
You know, frankly, my doctor was very straight with me. He said, you're not going to get one anytime soon. And I knew that, we all knew the time was running out.
Coming up at 6:45 on KPR, we'll hear why one Kansas man had to leave the state to get the life-saving surgery. That's coming up as Morning Condition continues here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech, a catalyst for economic growth in Douglas County by providing area businesses customized training programs for a well-prepared workforce. Information at peasleytech.org.
So my mom decided to take me to therapy. Yes, my black mother took her black child to therapy. And that was around the time I was starting to get nervous, because I'm like, my mom is voluntarily taking me to white folks to talk about my issues.
Join us next time for stories about tension, the push and the pull. That's the Moth Radio Hour from PRX.
Every Saturday afternoon at 5 on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is your place for NPR News for all things considered in the afternoons and Morning Edition every weekday morning from 5 a.m. until 9. Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. Partly cloudy skies in the forecast for the morning hours. Late this morning and into the afternoon, some clouds roll in. It'll be mostly cloudy. Afternoon highs in the mid-60s. Clear skies, 45 degrees now. It's 6:30.
Live from NPR.
Modeled on what the U.S. had with European allies during the Cold War.
That's NPR's Anthony Kuhn. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 6:31. The Kansas legislature is gearing up for a battle over school funding, and some lawmakers would like to keep controversial policies out of the discussion about funding. Democrats in the House Appropriations Committee tried and failed yesterday to boost funding for special education without tying it to policy changes. For the past several years, lawmakers have combined K-12 funding with provisions such as school vouchers and parental rights legislation. Democratic Representative Mary Lynn Poskin of Leawood says schools just need the money.
We have already seen that the policy that is attached to the special education funding is not popular, and we don't want to perhaps have it go down again.
Republican lawmakers say special education funding is not equitable across the state. They want to address that formula in the spending bill. A liver transplant can save a life, but a recent change in how livers are allocated across the country has meant that wealthier states on the east and west coasts now get more donated livers than before, while rural states in the south and midwest are receiving fewer. Dr. Ryan Taylor directs the liver transplant program at the University of Kansas Health System. KU Med has sued over the policy change.
What it's meant in a nutshell is that our patients are waiting longer to receive a transplant than ever before. And as a result of that, we do see patients dropping off the list or becoming too sick for transplant more than we have before.
Transplant experts say the issues with liver allocation are the result of inequity in the system. We'll hear more about that from the Kansas News Service. That's coming up in just about 12 minutes. The Kansas legislature has successfully expanded an affordable housing incentive program to include the state's larger cities, cities like Wichita. Celia Hack reports.
The incentive allows cities to issue bonds to pay for the development of up to 100 residential starter homes a year. As the value of the homes grow, the new property tax generated is used to pay off the bonds. Governor Laura Kelly signed a bill to expand the program from rural cities with less than 60,000 people to all cities in Kansas. Affordable housing across the state is limited, including in Wichita. A 2021 statewide housing assessment found about 1 in 4 renters in Sedgwick County spends more than the recommended 30% of their income on housing costs. I'm Celia Hack in Wichita.
We've got clear skies and 45 degrees at 6:35. It'll be partly cloudy throughout the morning, but then more clouds in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with highs near 66. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 6:35.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
6:42, you're listening to NPR's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 in Chanute. Online, kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, donated livers are in short supply these days. Far more people need liver transplants than can get them, and some new rules just made the problem much worse for Kansas patients.
You know, frankly, my doctor was very straight with me. He said, you're not going to get one anytime soon. And I knew that, we all knew the time was running out.
Coming up next, we'll hear why one Kansas man had to leave the state to get the life-saving surgery. That's just ahead on Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Clear skies, 45 degrees. At 6:44.
Hey, it's Jesse Thorne, the host of Bullseye. Our show is about culture. And when we get into it, we really get into it.
When I talk to my therapist, it's not like, oh, what are we going to talk about this week? There's all this stuff to find, you know?
Kumail Nanjiani, one of many to have accused me of conducting an unlicensed therapy session. Bullseye, though, a lot cheaper. In-depth every week on Bullseye. From Maximum Fun and NPR.
Bullseye.
Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
Good morning.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 6:45. A liver transplant can be life-saving, but there aren't nearly enough organs to go around. And a recent change in how livers are allocated across the country has made it even more difficult for Kansans to get one. As Rose Conlon of the Kansas News Service reports, this has sparked a debate about inequities at every step of the transplant process.
Last year, Gary Gray's liver disease got so bad that he started hallucinating, seeing and having conversations with people who weren't there.
Kind of an oddly funny story, but I had become...
Rose Conlon in Olathe.
Pretty good. Rose Conlon reports for the Kansas News Service. The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence health, and the connection to public policy. You can find this story and more stories like this one on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. kansaspublicradio.org. A lot of great information there for you. Well, just ahead, remember Jay Smooth, the hip-hop radio veteran? He's back, along with journalist Leon Nafok. They're co-hosts of a new podcast about Michael Jackson. It's called Think Twice. We'll know more about that coming up next. And then just after 7 o'clock, the latest news from around Kansas and the region. Also just after 7, South Korea's president is meeting with President Biden today in Washington. This year marks the 70th anniversary of the U.S.-South Korean alliance. More on that coming up as well. It's 6:51. This is Kansas Public Radio. And I'm Tom Parkinson, and this is Kansas Public Radio, KPR. Your place for NPR News, 91.5 in Lawrence, KANU and KANU HD1, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, KANQ, Chanute at 90.3, online, kansaspublicradio.org. Ask your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Partly cloudy skies this morning. Mostly cloudy in the afternoon. Afternoon highs in the mid-60s. Clear skies, 45 degrees now. The time is 7 o'clock.
To NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 7:04. The Kansas legislature is gearing up for another battle over school funding. As Suzanne Perez tells us, some lawmakers want to keep controversial policies out of the funding discussion.
For the past several years, Kansas lawmakers have tied K-12 funding to accountability measures or provisions such as vouchers and parental rights. Democrats say they want a straightforward school spending bill. They tried to boost special education funding as part of the legislature's overall budget package, but that measure failed in committee. Republican Representative Christy Williams says school spending comprises half the state's budget, so lawmakers should look at structural issues.
There's a lot more to this, and just giving $72 million does not answer the question and does not fix the problem.
The current school funding bill would allow some families to use state tax money to pay for private school or homeschool. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a measure that she said could have meant prison terms for people who help immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. Republican lawmakers say the bill would have combated human smuggling. The bill makes it a felony to transport, harbor, or conceal a person in the country illegally, but it would only apply when someone knows or should know that a person is in the U.S. illegally and is, quote, likely to be exploited for another person's financial gain. The measure cleared the legislature with large bipartisan supermajorities. The Kansas Department of Commerce has awarded $50 million in grants for infrastructure and economic development projects across the state. It's part of a program to help projects that were delayed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Rose Conlin has details.
The money will fund 39 projects across 31 Kansas counties, led by a mix of local governments, private developers, and other groups. That includes housing development in downtown Olathe, dairy farming infrastructure in Thomas County, and a kids' playscape at Wichita's Exploration Place. Recipients will have 2 years to use the funds and must provide a 25% matching investment. It's the second round of funding in the state's Building a Stronger Economy program, an effort to use federal pandemic relief money to attract business development to Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
Governor Kelly is proposing $10 million for upgrades to the Sporting KC soccer stadium ahead of the 2026 World Cup. The matches will be played at Arrowhead Stadium in Missouri, but Children's Mercy Park in Wyandotte County, Kansas, will be the practice site. The governor's office says the upgrades to the stadium and surrounding area would promote economic activity long after the World Cup is over. But some lawmakers say the money could be better spent elsewhere. It's part of a new slate of funding proposals that lawmakers will consider when they return to the State House next week. Well, in sports, the Kansas City Royals beat the Arizona Diamondbacks in Phoenix last night, behind some solid pitching from right-hander Brady Singer. Final score, Royals 5, Snakes 4. That series concludes this afternoon in Phoenix. First pitch, 2:40. Partly cloudy this morning, mostly cloudy this afternoon. Afternoon highs near 65 degrees. Clear skies and 45 now.
It was beautiful, although it also brings one of the sounds of spring to my house, Michelle, which is the sound of sniffling.
I'm sorry, I was sneezing. Sorry. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Here, let me hand you a tissue.
So much Claritin. So much Claritin.
It is a great season to get outside, though. My 7-year-old the other day got new shoes, and she said, I want to go for a run. And then she wanted to pick four-leaf clovers during the run, and then she decided it could just be a hike.
I'd go for the shoes.
There you go. This is NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. KPR is your place for NPR News. We're at 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Online, we're kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next, a Minnesota woman failed to pay her property taxes for years. And then the county seized her home and sold it, but they sold it for more than the woman owed. And they didn't give her the surplus from that sale.
We call that home equity theft because it's essentially legalized to government theft.
More on that case that's currently before the Supreme Court. We'll hear more on that story from Nina Totenberg. That's coming up next. Also ahead this half hour, donated livers are in short supply. Way more people need liver transplants than can get them. But there's some new rules that just made the problem much worse in Kansas. Coming up at 7:45, we'll hear why one Kansas man had to actually leave the state in order to get the life-saving transplant surgery. That story ahead on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Children's Choir, now holding auditions for choristers and tour choir for singers grades 4 through 12. Information about auditions and all choirs at lawrencechildrenschoir.org.
So my mom decided to take me to therapy. Yes, my black mother took her black child to therapy. And that was around the time I was starting to get nervous because I'm like, my mom is voluntarily taking me to white folks to talk about my issues.
Join us next time for stories about tension, the push and the pull. That's the Moth Radio Hour from PRX.
That's tonight at 7 on KPR2.
Support for...
Since two black lawmakers were expelled from the Tennessee legislature for taking part in a protest, politicians in other states worry they aren't immune to similar actions.
If you don't think it can happen in Georgia, you're sadly mistaken.
The rules are made for those who are in a minority, not majority.
I'm Elsa Chang, the debate over decorum on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Don't miss All Things Considered. It's your chance to catch up on any news you may have missed during the day. Tune in at 3 o'clock from 3 to 7 for NPR's All Things Considered. Or better yet, just stay right there at Kansas Public Radio throughout the day. We'll bring you a morning of great classical music with Cordelia Brown, followed by more music with Jeff Watson from 12 to 3, and then All Things Considered at 3 o'clock. Stay with us throughout the day. We've got the latest news headlines from around the region coming up in a minute and a half. The time is 7:30.
To act as a mediator. This is NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson at 7:31. The Kansas legislature is gearing up for a battle over school funding, and some lawmakers want to keep controversial policies out of the funding discussion. Democrats in the House Appropriations Committee tried and failed yesterday to boost funding for special education without tying it to policy changes. For the past several years, lawmakers have combined K-12 funding with provisions such as school vouchers and parental rights legislation. Democratic Representative Mary Lynn Poskin of Leawood says the schools just need more money.
We have already seen that the policy that is attached to the special education funding is not popular, and we don't want to perhaps have it go down again.
Republican lawmakers, though, say special education funding is not equitable across the state. They want to address that formula in the spending bill. A liver transplant can save a life, but a recent change in how livers are allocated across the country has meant that wealthier states in the East and West coasts now get more donated livers than before, while states in the South and Midwest are receiving fewer. Dr. Ryan Taylor directs the liver transplant program at the University of Kansas Health System. KU Med has sued over that policy change.
What it's meant in a nutshell is that our patients are waiting longer to receive a transplant than ever before. And as a result of that, we do see patients dropping off the list or becoming too sick for transplant more than we have before.
Transplant experts say the issues with liver allocation are the result of inequity in the system. We'll hear more about this from Kansas News Service. That's coming up in just about 12 minutes. The Kansas legislature has successfully expanded an affordable housing incentive program to include the state's larger cities. Celia Hack has more.
The incentive allows cities to issue bonds to pay for the development of up to 100 residential starter homes a year. As the value of the homes grow, the new property tax generated is used to pay off the bonds. Governor Laura Kelly signed a bill to expand the program from rural cities with less than 60,000 people to all cities in Kansas. Affordable housing across the state is limited, including in Wichita. A 2021 statewide housing assessment found about 1 in 4 renters in Sedgwick County spends more than the recommended 30% of their income on housing costs. I'm Celia Hack in Wichita.
Partly cloudy skies this morning, for most of the morning anyway, mostly cloudy. Some clouds rolling in later in the morning and stay with us through the afternoon. Afternoon highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, still cloudy, lows back to the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, another cloudy day with highs in the mid-60s. Right now, we've got sunshine and 46 degrees at 735.
It's morning. This is NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 Oldsport Junction City, and online, too, at kansaspublicradio.org. Donated livers are in short supply. A lot more people need liver transplants than can possibly get them. Not enough livers to go around, but there's some new rules that just made the problem worse in Kansas. Coming up next on KPR, we'll hear why one Kansas man had to actually leave the state to get the life-saving surgery. That's just ahead on Morning Edition. And then the Marketplace Morning Report is coming up at 7:51.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo presenting Roar and Pour Wine Fest, a fundraiser and wine tasting event featuring a silent auction, live music, performers, and more, April 29th. Tickets at topekazoo.org/roarandpour.
Morning Edition continues until 9 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock, Cordelia Brown brings us a morning of classical music. We'll hear some Chopin this morning from one of his nocturnes. Also coming up, a couple of versions of Simple Gifts, Aaron Copland, that Shaker melody.
Breakfast, they say, is the most important meal of the day. And Morning Edition brings you the most important news of the day.
Yo, Chris, what is a yo-yo car sale?
And also stories like that. We're asking the tough questions.
So if I'm a Beyonce fan, what is the process of getting a ticket?
We take the world as it comes, and you can come along with us on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition here for you every weekday morning at 5 a.m. from 5 until 9 on Kansas Public Radio.
Its Kovach Foundation helps provide public radio news and information to communities around the world. From Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working together to create a just world where all people have access to renewable energy, clean air and water, and healthy food. On the web at theschmidt.org. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson at 7:45. A liver transplant can be life-saving, but there aren't nearly enough donated livers to go around. And a recent change in how livers are allocated across the country has made it even more difficult for Kansans to get one. As Rose Conlon of the Kansas News Service reports, this has sparked a debate about inequities at every step of the transplant process.
Last year, Gary Gray's liver disease got so bad that he started hallucinating, seeing and having conversations with people who weren't there.
Kind of an oddly funny story, but I'd be...
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You can find this story and many more stories like this one on our website online at kansaspublicradio.org. The Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next, and then just after the top of the hour. We've got the latest news headlines from around our region. Also coming up just after 8 o'clock, President Biden has made it official. He is running for re-election. This is despite concern by many voters about his age, but that apparent shortcoming is not stopping him.
He has been dismissed and discounted at every turn and still overperformed expectations.
We'll have more on whether the debate could be different this time. That'll be coming up just after 8 o'clock. The Marketplace Morning Report is next. It's 7:51.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for having me.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Celebrating 70 years on the air. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, K258 BT in Manhattan 99.5. KBR Spring Membership Drive wrapped up Friday with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners, and every dollar pledged is an investment in the great music and in-depth news that you find right here on Kansas Public Radio. We want to thank everyone who made a pledge during the drive. If you missed it somehow, didn't get around to it, no problem. You can still contribute online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Good morning, Miami.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 8:04. Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a measure that she says could have meant prison terms for people who help immigrants in the U.S. illegally. Republican lawmakers say the bill would help to combat human smuggling. The bill makes it a felony to transport, harbor, or conceal a person in the country illegally, but it would only apply if someone knows or should know that a person is in the U.S. illegally and is, quote, likely to be exploited for another person's financial gain. The measure cleared the legislature with large bipartisan majorities. The Kansas legislature is gearing up for another battle over school funding. As Suzanne Perez reports, some lawmakers say they want to keep controversial policies out of the funding decisions.
For the past several years, Kansas lawmakers have tied K-12 funding to accountability measures or provisions such as vouchers and parental rights. Democrats say they want a straightforward school spending bill. They tried to boost special education funding as part of the legislature's overall budget package, but that measure failed in committee. Republican Representative Christy Williams says school spending comprises half the state's budget, so lawmakers should look at structural issues.
There's a lot more to this, and just giving $72 million does not answer the question and does not fix the problem.
The current school funding bill would allow some families to use state tax money to pay for private school or homeschool. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Kansas customers of Evergy could see a substantial increase in their monthly bills if state regulators approve a request by the energy company. KSNT reports that Evergy has filed a request with the Kansas Corporation Commission for a net revenue increase of $204 million. If the KCC approves, it will result in a monthly increase of about $14 for the average customer's bill in Evergy's Central Kansas service area. About 736,000 Evergy customers live in that service area, including residents of Topeka, Emporia, Manhattan, and Hutchinson. The company says it needs to increase rates to recover investments made to improve service, including a more reliable power grid and updated customer service systems. The Kansas Department of Commerce has awarded $50 million in grants for infrastructure and economic development projects across the state. It's part of a program to help projects that were delayed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Rose Conlon reports.
The money will fund 39 projects across 31 Kansas counties, led by a mix of local governments, private developers, and other groups. That includes housing development in downtown Olathe, dairy farming infrastructure in Thomas County, and a kids' playscape at Wichita's Exploration Place. Recipients will have 2 years to use the funds and must provide a 25% matching investment. It's the second round of funding in the state's Building a Stronger Economy program, an effort to use federal pandemic relief money to attract business development to Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
And in sports, the Kansas City Royals won last night. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-4. That series wraps up this afternoon in Phoenix. First pitch at 2:40. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 7 minutes after 8.
This is NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News for Morning Edition in the morning and all things considered every weekday afternoon. Well, coming up on Morning Edition, ahead just after 8:30 this morning, a new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll shows that Americans largely support abortion rights, but they also favor some restrictions. We'll hear more about where Americans stand on that, according to this new poll. Anyway, that's coming up in 15 minutes. Also ahead, Harry Belafonte died yesterday at the age of 96. Coming up, we'll hear from author Lavelle Levette about the legacy of Harry Belafonte, actor and civil rights activist, and of course, a wonderful singer. We'll hear more about that. That is ahead at 6:45 this morning. On Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting Cabaret, the Candor and Ebb musical, now with more tickets available. Playing April 20th through the 30th in Murphy Hall Stage 2. Seating is limited. Tickets at KUTheater.com.
Morning Edition continues until 9 o'clock, and then Cordelia Brown will bring us a morning of classical music. Things will get underway at 9 o'clock right after Morning Edition. We'll hear from Overland Park native pianist Haley Mills with some Chopin nocturnes. Later this morning, Haydn Symphony No. 102, and Cordelia will chat with pianist Bruce Sorrell about the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra's Friday night concert featuring Bach's Concerto for Oboe d'Amour with oboist Margaret Marco. That's coming up. A morning full of great classical music on the way here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive.
Since two black lawmakers were expelled from the Tennessee legislature for taking part in a protest, politicians in other states worry they aren't immune to similar actions.
You don't think it can happen in Georgia? You're sadly mistaken.
The rules are made for those who are in a minority, not majority.
I'm Elsa Chang. The debate over decorum on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon at 3 o'clock. All Things Considered from NPR, from 3 to 7 every weekday afternoon. Where else but here on your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan. And find us online. Listen live there anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. The latest news headlines from around Kansas and the region, just ahead. It's 8:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 8:31. The Kansas legislature is gearing up for a battle again over school funding. Some lawmakers want to keep controversial policies out of the funding discussion. Democrats in the House Appropriations Committee tried and failed yesterday to boost funding for special education without tying it to policy changes. For the past several years, lawmakers have combined K-12 funding with provisions such as school vouchers and parental rights legislation. Democratic Representative Mary Lynn Poskin of Leawood says schools just need the money.
We have already seen that the policy that is attached to the special education funding is not popular, and we don't want to perhaps have it go down again.
Republican lawmakers say special education funding is not equitable across the state, and they want to address that formula in the spending bill. Governor Kelly is proposing $10 million for upgrades to the Sporting KC soccer stadium ahead of the 2026 World Cup. The matches will be played at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri, but Children's Mercy Park in Wyandotte County, Kansas, will be a practice site. The governor's office says the upgrades to the stadium and surrounding areas will help promote economic activity long after the World Cup is over. Some lawmakers, though, including Republican Representative Ken Rogers, says the money could be spent better elsewhere.
That $10 million could go towards, you know, so tuition didn't have to go up quite so high at our universities.
The money is part of a new slate of funding proposals that lawmakers are considering and will be when they return to the State House next week. The legislature has successfully expanded an affordable housing incentive to include the state's larger cities like Wichita. Celia Hack has more.
The incentive allows cities to issue bonds to pay for the development of up to 100 residential starter homes a year. As the value of the homes grow, the new property tax generated is used to pay off the bonds. Governor.
Partly cloudy skies in the forecast for this morning. Becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon. It'll be overcast, but we'll see afternoon high temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Some of us might even hit 70 degrees this afternoon. And then tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows drop back to around 48. Sunny and 52 degrees now at 8:35. This is Kansas Public Radio.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.
Same actors responsible for atrocities are still on the political stage. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
This is NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News at 91.5 in Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City and online at kansaspublicradio.org. A couple of music features ahead as we wrap up Morning Edition. Coming up next, Harry Belafonte died yesterday at the age of 96. More about his life and his legacy as a singer, actor, and civil rights activist. That's just ahead. And then chat with the producers of a new podcast about Michael Jackson. They call their podcast Think Twice. Wonder what they have to say. That's coming up just before 9 o'clock. And then a morning of great classical music coming our way at 9. Partly cloudy this morning. More clouds moving in the afternoon. Afternoon high temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Sunny and 52 degrees now.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Comedian Sarah Schaefer's new show was mentioned.
Where we always learn something new about even our most famous guests, like Tom Hanks.
When I'm in the car by myself, I use salty language.
Oh my gracious.
I use baseball dugout language.
Join us every week for a lot of culture, a little comedy, and in-depth interviews you won't hear anywhere else on Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR. Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
And I'm Tom Parkinson, and this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan. Online, find us anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, it'll be 9 o'clock, and we will check in with NPR in Washington for the latest news from around the world and around the nation. And then Cordelia Brown brings us a morning of classical music on KPR 1. Cordelia has some music for us from Overland Park native, the pianist Haley Miles will bring us some Chopin nocturnes. We'll also hear Haydn's Symphony No. 102 later on, and much more. Classical music begins at 9 o'clock with Cordelia Brown on KPR 1. On KPR 2 this morning, we've got the BBC News Hour coming your way. Civilians are fleeing in Sudan as the ceasefire seems to be holding. Russia's leading opposition figure says he is facing terrorism charges there. And training the Ukrainian drone flyers. More on those stories and more news from around the world. It's the BBC News Hour. That's ahead at 9 o'clock on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Ordinary elephant songs have been called emotionally powerful and vulnerable. Bring their harmonies to KPR's 70th anniversary celebration with Trail Mix on Thursday, May 4th at the Lead Center in Lawrence. Tickets and more information available on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Yeah, thank you.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Tom Parkinson, and this is Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org, or of course you can just ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Manhattan Art Center, presenting The Sound of Music, when high-spirited Maria is sent to attend to the 7 Von Trapp children. Her and her family's lives are turned upside down as they grapple with the Nazi invasion of Austria. Fridays through Sunday, now through May 7th. Tickets at ManhattanArts.org.
It's 9 o'clock. Just ahead, we'll catch up on the latest news headlines from NPR in Washington, and then a morning of classical music with Cordelia Brown. Aaron Copland famously borrowed that lovely theme for Simple Gifts from an old Shaker melody. And that this morning, we'll hear a couple different versions of that Shaker melody. We'll hear the Turtle Creek Chorale, a men's chorus. They'll sing Simple Gifts for us. And then the University of Kansas Wind Ensemble will bring us 4 Shaker songs, including that one, Simple Gifts. Also, Cordelia will have a chat with pianist Bruce Sobel about the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra's Friday night concert with Bach's Concerto d'Amour featuring oboist Margaret Marco. All of that coming up. It's 9:01.
Live from NPR News and